Hey, strike up the band, and it's all going to be free this Sunday at Rudder Theater. What it is the Texas A&M University Bands. The Symphonic Winds and Symphonic Band will be at 3 o'clock at Rudder Theater this Sunday, and then the Jazz Ensemble and the Concert Band will be at 6:30 on Sunday. The A&M University Bands are giving this first concerts of the spring semester on Sunday, both concerts at Rudder Theater on the A&M campus there in the Rudder Complex. The Symphonic Winds and Symphonic Band at 3 o'clock. Symphonic Winds is under the direction of Associate Director of Bands, Travis Almany, and the Symphonic Band is under the direction of Associate Director of Bands and Orchestra, Dr. Paul Sykes. The bands will be performing works by Holst, Sousa, Hershen, Stamp, Jaeger, Giroux, Latham, and others. The concert band and the jazz ensembles will perform at 6:30 p.m. Now, the concert band is under the direction of Travis Almany, and the jazz ensembles under the direction of Chris Holler. The concert band will be performing works by John Williams, Andrew Boyson, and others, and the jazz ensemble will be performing the favorites of such jazz greats as Tommy Newsom, Les Hooper, Chick Corea, and Sammy Nestico. Now, all of these bands continue to experience a lot of growth at Texas A&M, although they were designed for and filled by students who are majoring in all majors on campus rather than music majors. The A&M bands are continuing to flourish to the forefront of all university bands in the country. They are really great. I've heard them. A&M bands have had recent performances in Carnegie Hall, the Texas Music Education Association Convention, the Midwest Band and Orchestra Convention, and the American Bandmasters Association Convention. If you want more information on this, call Travis Almany or Paul Sykes at 845-3529. And again, at 3 o'clock Sunday, the Symphonic Winds and Symphonic Band, and at 6:30 Sunday, the Jazz Ensembles and the Concert Bands. It's going to be toe-tapping band music at A&M this Sunday. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.